Setting the bar, small example of what not to do. I don't know if you remember the movie Dirty Dancing. It's one of those like iconic movies from the 80s.
Of course I remember it. And I'll tell you this, my husband just saw it for the first time last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people are getting reintroduced to it. Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey. It's one of those like dance movies. And you know.
Yeah, nobody puts baby in a corner. So many quotables.
Yeah. I mean, and when you really like peel the surface of the movie back and you kind of look at what it really is, you're like, oh, all right, well, that's kind of scandalous. But the whole point of that is, if you recall, there was a scene where they're dancing in a big, like in the big room there, and Jennifer Grey's character Baby runs up, and there was an amazing lift where Patrick Swayze lifts her up.
It's an iconic moment in dance.
Oh my gosh. Yes, the lift. I think there's even a picture of me doing it when Broadway Across America brought Dirty Dancing to Louisville. And and the Patrick Swayze came by a radio station and I did that and he lifted me up. It was a magical moment.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh man, I must have blocked that out.
Okay, so anyways, I said all that. I build that all up to give you this setting the bar story. And maybe you know where I'm headed with this, all right? So if you can imagine this and manage to make it through the day without trying to recreate the famous jump and lift scene from Dirty Dancing after you've had a few drinks, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, in the movie, they practice it multiple times in water because there's a lot of falling down.
Yeah.
When you're trying to work out that move, right?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
The stars of this story
are not
didn't really practice, did they?
Well, I will say one of them is a professional dancer, but Millie challenged her sister Rosie to a dance-off in their garden outside and wanted to see who could do and replicate that high-flying sequence from Dirty Dancing better. So it's a 23-second video. That's all you need. Things start off very promising as she runs and leaps into her boyfriend's arms, who's 6'1", 200-something pounds, so he's pretty big, right?
He's got this.
Yeah.
He's got this.
He lifts her up. Everything's going well. But then momentum and inertia and all that fun science stuff take over.
Oh, he don't got this.
No, he don't got this. And she falls over him backwards and lands on her head, causing her to contort in a wild way and, like, okay, fast forward to the hospital where she had to have CAT scan, which revealed that she miraculously escaped any sort of like broken neck, severed spine.
Oh my gosh.
She just had bruising.
Sounds very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, yeah, no, let's leave it to the professionals. Maybe we have like a gymnastics mat nearby, or we're in water or something, if we're going to try to pull off that kind of a move.
I mean, I think we've all been there where we watch a popular movie and then we try to replicate a scene in the movie yourself. Yeah, but this may be a scene where after a few drinks, you don't want to necessarily try to do.
Let's not do that. It's super romantic and looks amazing on film, yes. But we need to have all of our senses and strength about us if we're going to do that. And maybe some safety material around to catch us when we fall.
We'll tweet the story at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to recreate the famous jump and lift scene from Dirty Dancing after you've put back a few drinks, you're doing okay.
This reminds me of when I was a kid and after watching the Olympics, and I thought I can be a gymnast, so I'm going to do a flip over the footboard of my sister's bed.
Yeah.
I did that and then jumped real high, crashing off of the bed, hit the dresser, and knocked a full jar of pennies off onto my face.
Oh, all right.
Had to go get stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There. You know what? Let the professionals do that.
Yet again, more examples of what not to do. There's Kelly Kay with another Setting the Bar.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.